Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you might have heard, New York City and the United Federation of Teachers did not reach a deal on teacher evaluations last night, missing Governor Cuomo's deadline and probably costing city schools hundreds of millions of dollars in funding. Let's get the details from WNYC education reporters Beth Fertig and Yasmin Khan. You can see both their work on our education website, schoolbook.org. Hi, Beth. Hi, Yas.
Hi. Hello.
So, Beth, what were the major points of disagreement that prevented a deal from going through? I've heard the big thing was not even on the details of how teachers would be evaluated, but on when this deal would expire. Yes?
Yeah, okay. I'll take that. So, I mean, there were a few points keeping them from a deal. They were very close, and both sides agree that they were very close to a deal. But some of these points, even if they were fine points, were sort of fundamental. So one of them was, yes, when the actual deal would expire. And the union wanted what's called a sunset clause, meaning that the deal would expire in 2015, June 2015. And the mayor said that would essentially make the evaluation system meaningless, and they would not agree to that. And then there's been a lot of back and forth about how that played out, that the union, you know, dropped that on the table at the last second. The union adamantly denies that and says that's not true.
Now, Beth, the president of the principals union, Ernest Logan, said most school systems in the state, and there are over 150, right, have reached this one-year agreement. And so, you know, after all this back and forth for the last few years about how much of a teacher's performance rating should be based on their student standardized tests and everything else, okay, they've come to these negotiations endpoints, but they'll reevaluate again in about a year around the state. Or is that not true?
It is true. And I've spoken with people in Albany. Actually, at this point, the state education department has signed off on almost 700 teacher evaluation deals for all the districts in New York State. There were only three that never submitted a plan. And then a western district, Hamburg, near Buffalo, their teachers union voted down an evaluation plan, and now New York City has fallen apart. And in those plans,
Out of all the districts in the state? And check my math here. How many school districts?
There's about 700 school districts
across
the state. 700.
I thought 150. It's
right,
that many.
Right. And most of those teacher evaluation deals last for 1 year or 2 years. And it replaces, you know, whatever their existing deal was. In New York City, it was teachers rated as either satisfactory or unsatisfactory. You could call it pass-fail with a four-tiered system, and it's much more nuanced. And it also relies on test scores, which is what a lot of teachers don't like, using student test scores. But in virtually all the districts, it expires after 1 year or 2 years. And the state says that what Bloomberg would have gotten with the teachers union was actually at the upper end, getting 2 full years of teacher evaluations in order to see how it was working. Now, it's not clear, and this is why Bloomberg was upset, is that he says 2 years would not have been enough because it takes 2 years of really bad ratings to get rid of a teacher, and then there's also an appeals process. So he didn't believe that the city's deal would have been very effective. But the state says, look, that's how it is in most of the state, and we were willing to try this out with the districts because they could see how it went and they could change it over time and, you know, make any improvements. And in fact, Governor Cuomo was proposing another round of grants so that districts would continue their evaluation systems in the next fiscal year, because it was originally they were only getting 1 year's worth of funding from the state for it.
So, yes, how concrete was this deadline? Is this an arbitrary deadline set by the governor to ensure that a deal was hammered out in a timely fashion in districts around the state? And is there any chance that the union and the mayor can still hammer out a last-minute deal or even an overtime deal and still get these hundreds of millions of dollars for the city schools?
Well, the governor says that it was definitely a concrete deadline, so we can only assume that the funding is off the table. $250 million in state aid and then another $200 million in grants that the city would be eligible for. I mean, the governor is going to have, and the two sides are still technically obligated to continue negotiating. They have no incentive maybe to do that now. But by state law, they're supposed to continue to resolve their issues. You know, in the governor's address next week when he proposes his budget, there might be more incentives. We're not sure. We'll have to see. But
so, Beth, the way you were characterizing it, the mayor has been particularly obstinate on this point, different from the heads of other school districts around the state. If that's the case, if I'm not overstating what you were describing, why would he be different in that way?
This is his last year of three terms in office now. He's made education one of his signature initiatives, and he may believe in his heart that 2 years is not enough to see if this system is going to work, and he wanted to make a more permanent impact by having it last longer. The question, though, is whether this really blew up at the last minute, or, as the union claims, both sides knew all along that they were talking about a two-year deal. I'm not taking sides here, but I would say that it makes sense if you're going to negotiate with somebody, you're going to have some limit on how long that deal is going to last. It doesn't make sense that that would only be talked about on the last night of the negotiations, but we don't yet know exactly what went down.
But the mayor says that the union inserted this at the last minute, that this deadline of only 1 year or the expiration, I'm sorry, of only 2 years of this teacher evaluation deal was not on the table until the last minute, and the union tried to ram it in there. Do you know that?
Yeah,
it has to be
true or
false?
That's definitely what he said. Well, the union says adamantly that that is false. It said that the mayor is lying there, that there were that this was at least – that was it was always part of the negotiations, and that it was definitely on the table at least Thursday or Friday of last week, and that when those talks were happening, there was always a deputy chancellor in the room. So – and state officials, like Beth said, were surprised to hear that this was an issue at the last second.
So, yes, what $450 million is this? In other words, will this loss of funding affect students in the classroom or after school or – do we know specifically?
I think all of those things we don't know specifically, but certainly I think anything could be on the table.
And the city had budgeted for the $250 million in this year's budget.
Budgeted and spent, presumably. So they'll have to give the money back.
Is it $250 or is it $450? I've heard both numbers.
It's $250 in state aid. That was the increase in state aid that the city was entitled to. And then it's another $200 million in grants that the city – I'm not sure. I don't believe it's been allocated yet, but that the city would be eligible for if they reached an agreement. And I just want to say, you know, in terms of the sniping back and forth at each other and certainly the public rhetoric, it just should be noted. I mean, for outside observers, some people say the UFT never wanted an agreement. Some people say the mayor, you know, his intent was always to blow up this deal in the end. There were definitely people from both sides toiling over this for on and off for a year, definitely in the 6 days, almost around the clock leading up to the deadline. So there were real negotiations happening, and they were close.
And Beth, we just have a minute left, but you guys really clearly explained the education ramifications of this, and also with respect to Mayor Bloomberg's legacy, wanting to be the education mayor. But what about the labor relations implications, too, of the Bloomberg legacy? He's dealing with the school bus driver strike in more than 30 years, and now this happens. These are both education-related, but they're also labor relations-related. How does this add to the mayor's legacy?
I think it continues this narrative that he's been having a tough time with unions. And the teachers union, when the talks broke down yesterday, they said he plays my way or the highway, just as he did with the school bus drivers. So they're trying to link this together in the public's mind as this is a guy who can't deal with labor. In the mayor's mind, he's trying to say these are people who refuse to give up their protections in order to help the city.
WNYC education reporters Yasmeen Khan and Beth Fertig. You can see more about this and all their work at our education website, schoolbook.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. The latest word just in from Algeria from the AP is that the state news service there says about 60 foreign hostages are unaccounted for in the standoff with Islamist militants now entering its third day. We will get some insight into that situation coming up next.